dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and our regular Friday features kick off for this December 15th morning with You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read the news stories, and then we vote and see who's the biggest dummy. And by the way, if you would like to be a reader and be a part of the show and read one of the dummy stories, send a link to a funny dummy story and say, hey, I'd like to be a part of the show. And Dan will get a hold of you. We'll get you on the air. And not only will you be able to read the segment, read the story on the segment and on the show, you will also get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So get them in there. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. If you're headed to a federal building, it's probably a good idea to leave the pot at home. That's the lesson one Port St. Lucie man learned recently. Calvin Edwards, 56, arrived at the building, was asked to remove all the items from his pocket so he could walk through the metal detector. When he did, he removed four coins and a small bag of marijuana. Edwards was arrested by the officer at the metal detector and charged with possession of less than 20 grams.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A Port St. Lu- wait a minute. Seriously? Wow, there's some dumb people in Port St. Lucie. A Port St. Lucie man faces charges after he allegedly stole a generator from his employer and then he tried to sell it on Facebook. A worker at the company told owners a generator valued at about $6,500 went missing about a year ago and that an ex-employee, Raymond John Browder, 40, had recently posted the same generator for sale on his Facebook page. When investigators checked Browder's account, they saw he was selling it for $2,000. Authorities said Browder told them that he bought it, and then they noted his story was inconsistent and eventually arrested him. Browder, who faces charges of grand theft and dealing in stolen property, was released from jail Tuesday on an $18,750 bail, according to T.C. Palm.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy three. Dummy number three, this story was sent to us by multiple listeners, including Paul, Ted, Ed, our good friend Jim Leskowski. However, the first person to send it in is our reader, Mary, and for being our reader, she gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Take it away, Mary.
Hi, this is Mary from Phoenix for You Big Dummy. Firefighters had to be called after a YouTube prankster put his head in a microwave oven and then poured concrete into it. The man, 22, cemented his head inside a microwave as a prank for his YouTube channel. Previous escapades include sitting in Jell-O overnight and carousing with handheld fireworks. Their intention was to use the microwave as a mold. They mixed 7 bags of concrete before pouring it around his head, which was protected by a plastic bag inside the appliance. By the time emergency services were called, the group had already been trying to free him for 90 minutes. The friends had managed to help the man breathe through an air tube. One of those friends said the fires were, quote-unquote, seriously unimpressed, as it took more than an hour before they were able to free him. Commander Sean Dakin, the officer in charge of the crew, said, as funny as it sounds, this young man could quite easily have suffocated or have been seriously injured. The man also says that he expects to be fined for the incident. Literally, 100%. I should be fined, he says on a follow-up video. And now back to you, Nick.
Oh, my God. How did I not see that story? Dan, did you see it?
It's insane.
Mary, nice job, too. Really nice read. Really nice read. God, that's ridiculous.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got two more dummies to go with for our dummy of the week. But we have to take a break, and then the news is coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. I'm going to be sitting in on Steve's show all morning because we're leading in at 10 o'clock to the holiday spectacular, of which we're going to be appearing on. Dan and Esmeralda and myself will be playing another holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That as part of the spectacular. All coming up this morning, so please stay tuned. We got to get back to you, big dummy. Dummy number four. Police in Western New York have charged a man who say they impersonated a police officer in an attempt to get discounted coffee. WIVB-TV reports the man flashed a fake badge and a gun at a Starbucks in Buffalo at around 11 p.m. on Friday. Police say the man claimed he was a detective and asked for a discount. Authorities say the man left Starbucks and tried to get into Spot Coffee after closing time by claiming he was a police officer. He was later arrested. The man said he was carrying a BB gun. Police have charged a 48-year-old Buffalo man with criminal trespassing, criminal impersonation of a police officer, and menace. Well, that guy really wanted some coffee, man. Jeez.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number five. A man who led police on a high-speed chase crashed his minivan because he became distracted checking his cell phone for directions. The Milwaukee District Attorney's Office said in the criminal complaint released on Friday that 20-year-old Logan Michael Brandenburg made the comment unsolicited while he was being transported from a hospital to the county jail. Prosecutors say Brandenburg told officers he had smoked marijuana and was on probation for a, quote, fight or flight mentally kicked in. When a West Allis police officer attempted to pull him over, authorities say the chase reached up to speeds of 100 miles per hour and involved four different police departments before Brandenburg's minivan jumped a curb and hit an embankment. Brandenburg is charged with two felonies.
My only child is a dummy.
All right. We have to... we have to pick. We have to vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, the dummy who brought pot to a federal building. Then we got the dummy who stole a generator and then posted it on sale on Facebook for sale. The dummy who stuck his head to a microwave oven and poured concrete in it to make a mold. The dummy who impersonated a cop to get a discount on coffee. And the dummy who crashed his car during a high-speed chase when he checked his phone for directions. Solid week, I would say, again. Dan, who are you going with?
I love dummies who are smart and then dumb. The dummy number two waited a year. You're always supposed to wait a little while after you've stolen something,
right,
so it doesn't look hot.
Right.
And then he was still a dummy.
He
so
was still a
number
dummy.
Two.
You're going with number two. Dummy who stole the generator. All right, Esmeralda?
It has to be the guy who stuck his head in the cement. I saw the video.
I have to see it.
He's such a dummy.
I have not. I so have to see it. I'm going with that, too. The dummy who stuck his head in the microwave and filled it with cement. What do you accomplish? I don't know.
He's got a lot of YouTube views.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he accomplished.
You know, that's in the style of Jackass. It's something those idiots would do. So
yeah. And then he's got a few more too.
Yeah. All right. Well, so dummy with his head in the cemented microwave. He's our dummy. He's our dummy of the week. There you go. We'll do it again in a few weeks in the new year. We'll do our first dummy of the week in 2018 coming up in a little bit. All right. Well, now we've got this. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, there it is. This is Straight Out of Context. This is, you know the deal. You listen to this station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, should we start?
We shall. All right. We shall begin with Eric, who heard this one of Dean Richards.
I've gone all the way, Steve.
Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
You just get it wet.
Okay.
It's not slippery, but what happens is it kind of absorbs into the wood.
There you go, Esmeralda.
Oh, Lou.
Brian also heard this one of you.
I love it when Q is on this, man. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right.
Another one of you from Never Ready.
I don't want to get grease all over my privates. Was I talking about my manager at McDonald's?
You were.
Okay. By the way, didn't that come from when I was talking about The Shape of Water? Like, I was talking about how Michael Shannon.
Right, right.
Has the scene in the movie where he washes his hands before he pees, and then he stands with his hands on his hips while he's going to the bathroom. That movie is so weird, man. All right.
Tim submitted this one of Anna DeVlantes.
Yours must be pretty long.
Oh! Whoa! All right.
Harold sent in this one of Rokan. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Sam Panayotovich.
Okay. Swanny and I call it Big Willie.
Brian Hockame emailed that one of Sam Panayotovich.
Okay.
Here's this one of Harold and Rokan.
I want you to blow this thing completely.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Harold also heard this one of Carl Mari.
I would do it, and it would just go right down to my ankles.
I have no idea what they could have been talking about right there.
Tim submitted this one of you.
Are you guys coming down to the studio with your toys? They are, by the way. Monday morning, Eric and Colin will be coming down. It's a special Star Wars edition of the Monday Morning Movie Reviews. We'll have all seen the movie, and they're bringing down all their toys. By the way, Colin's got a Porg. He actually bought a Porg. So we'll get to see the little Porg doll. Esmeralda, the cute little Porgs. Have you seen them?
Right, and they make that, ah!
Yeah, they do that thing. So he'll have that, too, and he'll have BB-8 running around the studio. That'll happen Monday morning. So,
all right, we'll do two more before we break.
Okay.
Both Steve Cochran. Eric emailed this one of Steve.
You have stuff that ends up in places you wouldn't expect.
Wow, and he did that at a remote, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Another one of Steve from Eric and Tim.
And I've tried every position. Last night I went with pretzel.
Very good. Very good. Eric and Tim, are those the guys from that TV show? All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then more Straight Out of Context. And then Nick D Show. Yeah, whatever. Nick D Show Spies. And, of course, the Christmas and holiday edition of Fly Jams Friday all coming up. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, a chance of flurries early and then later in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high near 33. Tonight, flurries will end overnight, low around 25 for Saturday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 44. Sunday rain, high of 43, and then Monday mostly sunny and a high around 41. It is currently 24 degrees at O'Hare, 23 at Midway, 24 at the lakefront. Let's get a check on traffic with Esmeralda Leon.
Right now, still watching on the inbound Dan Ryan. This is at 57th. All lanes still shut down. Traffic being diverted into the express lanes. We also have on that inbound side, the entrance ramp at 63rd Street is blocked. And in the express lanes, a right lane is down at 59th Street for emergency vehicles. We're also watching on the southbound side of 294 crash on the Eisenhower entrance ramp to 294 southbound. That ramp is blocked. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
Flashback to the 80s and laugh along with the Goldbergs, starring Chicago's very own Jeff Garlin. Weeknights at 10:30 and 11 on WGN TV.
It's time again to celebrate another Cochrane New Year's Eve. We start the show at 7 p.m. After 9 o'clock you leave. There's music, laughter, the match game too. Special guests for all to see. So come on down to Downers Grove and celebrate at the Tivoli.
Big laughs for New Year's Eve. For people that can't stay awake until midnight, the show starts at 7. You're home before 10. Eventbrite.com for tickets, sponsored by American Weathermakers. And as always, it's an Iceman production.
My first love was a boy named Philip. I'd bring him extra glue to get him to notice me, but he liked a girl named April.
Oh, well.
And now I'm head over heels in love with the Philips sofa at Penny Mustard.
Oh, very handsome. A sofa you'd find in a library or law office.
I feel smarter with Philip. He's the perfect date.
Yeah, and you don't have to share your glue.
The Philips sofa, starting at $15.96 at Penny Mustard Furnishings.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Hi, this is Wendy Snyder, and I recently read that even America's most prestigious hospitals are teeming with germs. One study stated that a hospital elevator has more bacteria than a public restroom. Yuck. So, leading up to my knee replacement procedure, I doubled up on my Healthy Trinity. Natron's Healthy Trinity is made up of 3 super strains of probiotics, and my first line of defense in strengthening my immune system and boosting my natural defenses. 70% of your immune system is in your gut, so it's important to keep your GI tract healthy. I love my Healthy Trinity, and you will too. Try it. If you're not satisfied, you can return it within 90 days for a full refund. Call 1-866 the number 4 Natron. Do it now, and they'll throw in free second day delivery. That's 1-866 the number 4 Natren, or log on to natron.com and use promo code Wendy at checkout.
Somewhere nearby, somebody is struggling to breathe. When you can't breathe, there's nothing else that matters. If you know someone who struggled with breathing difficulties, maybe a friend who suffers from asthma, COPD, lung cancer, etc., you know what I'm talking about. And we've been working with the American Lung Association for years now, making sure that you know you can donate your car to the American Lung Association Vehicle Donation Program to help fund life-saving research and life-changing programs for more than 1 million people in Illinois alone. It's 1-800-LUNG-CARS or lungcars.org to donate your car this holiday season.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context, context.
That's right, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. And this is Straight Out of Context, and you guys know what this is, so we should get right back to it. Right, Dan?
Yes. Quad Cities Doug sent in this one of you.
As soon as we get it in, let's go with that. What? What was I talking about?
I think we were playing a bit of audio.
Oh, all right.
Quad Cities Doug also heard this one of you.
All right, let's try this thing out for size. Okay.
And another one of you from from Iowa.
You know, they could have thrown her a bone there. All right.
Eric submitted this one of Dean.
Not that big. I don't think it's that unusual.
His show is filthy. And it's a Sunday morning.
I think that was a Cochrane visit.
Oh, that was a Cochrane visit. Yeah, you know what? That always gets filthy too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure when you know when I'm sitting in this morning, I'll be able to hear some stuff that we can use when we get back.
Speaking of you,
what happened?
Sharon and Brian J.
They're gigantic and hairy. What was I? Oh, feet.
Yep.
Oh boy. Look, Esmeralda, you kind of lost it on that one. What's going on? You all right?
Come on.
Brian and Harold sent in this one of Rokan.
I didn't want anybody touching it, except for the Marines.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right.
Peter and Decatur heard this one of Esmeralda.
Oh, I was hoping I would beat it.
All right.
Eric submitted this one of Mark Carmen.
Be scored when it mattered.
Wow. All right.
Brian J. emailed these of you, Esmeralda, and Skip Skipley.
A handful?
That's how Trebek eats it.
Boy, and you never question
what
Trebek.
A slob.
Yeah, right? No, he just licks it all off.
He licks it all off. We got into that poutine conversation. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You all right, Esmeralda? You're losing it this morning.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I did too, yeah. All right.
Johnsburg AJ sent in this one of Tom Skilling.
You didn't tell me where to give it to you.
That's cool. That's great. That's great. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
We just want you in there.
Oh, boy. All right.
Jesse also submitted this one of Roger Badish.
Patty, you got your finger on that one button?
Oh, man. All right.
And finally, Tim emailed this one of you.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, oops. Wow. All right. I'm really surprised that that Kevin Bacon TV show didn't make it to
the... Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm very surprised that the Kevin Bacon TV show did not make it. All right, well, there you go. We'll do that again when we get back in the new year. So there you are. And now let's move on to this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
There you go. Okay, this is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Two clips this week for our spies were Peter and Decatur and Tim. First up, a quick one. Jeff Carlin and Brian Alfmeyer were filling in for Dave Plyer this past weekend and said Die Hard is a Christmas movie. A texter mentioned you to help their argument. That is actually a preview of what's going to happen in a few minutes.
Oh.
Sorry about that, folks.
That's okay. That's a little teaser. For Fly Jams Friday.
All right. Give me one second here.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
For 7 also, Nick D was on our side, so that's good. If we have Nick D on our side, well, he'll be the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
It's been decided Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So
Print it.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. So is Die Hard 2. They're both Christmas movies. You know, and Die Hard has seriously become, you know, like a beloved Christmas movie. People watch it every Christmas. And they even made a children's book out of it, as we discovered yesterday. So, all right. And then one more, you said?
Yep. Patty Vasquez has some ideas on how to spruce up the traffic hut.
Again, that's WGNradio.com. Click on the live stream, and you'll see all of us right there, including Esmeralda Leon up in the traffic booth. I can't say traffic hut because it's not mine, Ez. That's Nick's.
Right. Well, you know,
Yes.
It is a hut.
It is a hut.
It's a bit of a hut.
I feel, has he decided, or have you guys talked about, like, putting some, like, you know, grass leaves in there, like a tiki hut kind of a thing?
Oh, right. No, I do. You just can't see it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, okay. I just feel like you should have, like, torches. Although, then that reminds me of Charleston, so.
That would be, yeah
weird.
Smoke, too.
Yeah.
Sprinklers would probably go off.
What about, like those little battery-operated candles? We could do it that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, that would be good lighting.
Hey, look at what I do down here. I got to set it up just my...
Yeah,
just my
it would way. Look good.
All right, there you go. You want to spruce up the hut? See, the thing is, we can't... Esmeralda, our show is not streaming video.
Right.
So nobody can see you in the hut. They can see you during Patty's show.
Yeah.
But it officially becomes a hut at 2 a.m.
It magically transforms...
It's a booth until 2 a.m. and yeah. Then it's a hut.
There's I've thatched things.
Yeah. And then we have to use our imagination since we don't do the video streaming.
Right.
So people can just picture you, you know, in the hut with thatched with a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tiger claws.
That tiger blanket.
I have the tiger claws.
Yes, around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Cuz you're in a hut.
Uh-huh. Did I kill a
you
tiger?
Killed you hunt them.
Oh.
I don't know.
In the wild.
In the, you hunt
the
them
seventh in, floor.
On the seventh floor of the Tribune building. Tigers and lions running around all over the place up
it's
here.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. Jumanji.
Amazed we're alive.